What to wear on a first date. If you're going out on a date with a woman, dress like a man. Dress in a manner that she understands you take her seriously, that this date could lead to the biggest commitment of your lives, because it just might. Every married man can tell you that the relationship with his wife started somewhere, that there was a point when he decided to take a chance with this woman and see if they were compatible for the long run. Note, this isn't an article about how to dress when you're hanging out with or meeting with a group of female friends. This is about dressing sharp for a woman that you're taking out on a serious date. Why dress sharp on a first date? Physical attraction matters. Simply put, women care about appearance and are drawn to healthy, attractive-looking men. Clothing covers 90% of your body, and if worn correctly, it can help you look better. Dressing sharp for another shows respect. You can't control whether the woman you'll meet will like you, whether she thinks you're going to be funny, and, you know, all these other factors. But what you can control is that you are going to show a sign of respect by how you dress. She'll be spending a lot of time making sure that she is presentable and dressed for a fun time. The least you can do is return the favor. Dressing well indicates you have social skills, as it makes socializing easier. Women look at not only the way we interact with them, but the way we interact with others. Our ability to socialize is an indicator of our ability or inability to negotiate in a community where resources are scarce. When you meet her friends or family, is the impression positive? With little else to go by, your appearance is going to play a larger role than normal when you meet people for the first time. By looking sharp and simply smiling and nodding politely, you'll be amazed at how most people will form a positive impression of you without you saying a single thing. Dressing sharp puts you in the right state of mind. When you wear a uniform, whether it be for sport or for work, the clothing helps you focus on the task at hand. The same thing is true when you're prepared to go out and you dress sharp for a date. From the shower to the grooming to making sure your clothing is clean and in good order, getting ready is a time for reflection on what you're about to get yourself into. Give yourself the time to prepare and wear clothing you're confident wearing. You'll find these two preparation steps get your date off on the right foot. It brings your face into focus. Wearing the right clothing keeps your date's attention on your face. Like a well-proportioned picture frame, it shouldn't overpower or detract from its purpose by placing you in your best light. So at this point, you want to avoid flashy accessories or clothing that's going to draw attention away from your face. The right clothing can exaggerate healthy masculine traits. Clothing like a sports jacket can exaggerate masculine features such as a square line in the face, broad shoulders, muscular chest, smaller stomach than the upper torso. These are all things women are subconsciously attracted to. They signal a healthy level of testosterone. Although not the sole factor a woman would choose a husband on, it's a nice start, and it's not going to hurt you. I also want to point out that most of the time we judge attractiveness in a moving environment. We can spot a woman from a considerable distance by the way she moves her hips as she walks. We're attracted to this. I mean, just go sit down and watch women walk by. I know it, hard task, huh? But if you do this, watch what we notice and how we tell their women. Yes, there are color factors, but usually it's the silhouette. We see the hips and we watch them sway left or right. In the same way, women spot men based off the way he naturally moves his shoulders and arms as we do. Especially if we know a woman's watching us, we will strut more. We will sway our shoulders more. We will exaggerate this in a sense to kind of puff ourselves up. It's something that literally we have done for, well, since the beginning. In summary, your date is sizing you up. On a first date, both parties are looking at each other and making a decision. Is this somebody that has long-term potential? You only have a few hours together, so these clues will not only come from your conversation, but your nonverbal behavior as well. All right, let's get into specific dressing guidelines. Casual dates, especially outdoor ones, allow a relaxed outfit, but not a sloppy one. Even if you're going to be engaged in a sporting activity, wear a respectable outfit that isn't tattered or terribly dated or stained. Stay away from clothes that make you seem like you didn't put any effort into dressing, so plain blue jeans or work clothes look bad, as do sweatpants or athletic pants, unless it's going to be a jogging date. Dark wash jeans in black or deep indigo strike a nice balance and can be paired with anything from short sleeve collared shirts to a dress shirt and sports jacket. Tuck in your shirt, unless it's a date on the beach, and match a casual leather belt with a pair of similarly colored leather shoes, and leave the running shoes for when you're running. Dinner dates and other evening events in an urban setting usually mean you should wear a jacket. For evening or events that do not require a suit, look to a blazer or a sports jacket. And forget about the nonsense that you're going to be the only man wearing a sports jacket. You're there to impress the woman you're with and to show her that you care enough about her and that the focus is her, that you're not looking around and hoping that you just fit in. Event dates at a city theater or concert hall are a great way to ensure that the clothing requirement is understood. Although you'll be dressed up for the occasion, there is less risk your date will be turned off by your appearance. Dust off a good suit and wear a clean, pressed shirt and tie. You can always skip the tie or take the tie off when you go out for drinks afterwards, or if you notice that you're, you know, the only one dressed that way, even you feel a little bit too stuffy. Although you don't want to do that if your date has already seen you in the tie. So no matter how informal the date is, pay attention to your footwear. You always want to be wearing nice shoes. So canvas sneakers, you know, if you're going to be taking a walking tour around San Francisco, cool. But if not, look to wear dress loafers at least, or to, you know, perhaps even dress shoes if you're going to be wearing a suit out to an event date, which I mentioned before. Let's talk about some other details. Your hair. Never try something new with your hair right before a date. This advice is for the hair on your head, face, or anywhere else for that reason. Instead, go with a grooming routine that's worked for you. After all, she agreed to go out with you based on what she's seen, so don't try to do anything new at this point. Cologne. Despite what the human pheromone peddlers in the back of men's magazines are saying, there is no magic cologne scent out there that's going to, you know, have angels falling from the sky for you. At the end of the day, you want to pay attention. If you wear it normally, go ahead and wear it. But if you don't wear it normally, you want to be very careful because you're not going to know normally how it reacts, because cologne actually, especially the higher quality ones, their scents change over a time period. And you may not even know how much to put on, and you do not want to overdo it. Grooming details. So little things, clean fingernails, trim your nose hairs, and that whole bunch of hair growing right below your normal, on the back of your neck, all that stuff, get that cut off. Let me be clear. I'm not advocating a wax job and getting rid of your chest hair. I'm simply saying that to be well-groomed and cleaned up, these little things matter because she's going to be close and you hope she's going to get a little bit closer that evening. And so be prepared for it. So dressing sharp for a date on a budget. You don't have to spend a fortune to look like $1 million. Consider thrift stores. And also, gently secondhand used clothing that you can get from friends or family, that's an option as well. Take the clothing that you pick up here to the cleaners, or and then take it to the tailor, because you're always going to need it adjusted. So that's a big tip. You don't need to go out and buy anything new. Instead, look at the clothing that you already have and consider taking it to a tailor and getting it so it fits you. And when you wear it, you're going to look great. Now, the time for this is well before the date even materializes. This should be something that you're constantly doing with your wardrobe, going through, making sure things fit, especially if you're gaining or losing weight, you're going through an exercise program and your body's changing. These are just things, these are preparatory things that you need to be doing as a man who takes care of his wardrobe. Ensure your clothing's interchangeable. So this is something I've talked about, an entirely other article that is dedicated to this, but focus on your clothing being interchangeable, because hopefully you're going to get more than one date. And if you don't have a whole lot of clothing, then you're going to want to make sure you can mix and match things and that you're not going to be wearing the same favorite outfit all three times you go out, because she will notice. Wear a stylish accessory. A small stylish detail like a pocket square or a boutonniere or a quality watch, this can elevate your style quite a bit. So pay attention to the details. Jewelry on a man is a balancing act. I prefer small pieces that have meaning versus trying to wear something gaudy just to draw attention. Be prepared and be considerate. You want to be prepared for the specific date you're going on. Unless it's a surprise, you should know the itinerary and dress for the occasion. If you're hiking through a park for a picnic, you'll want different styles of clothing that you would for an evening at a nice restaurant. And make sure your date knows the plan as well. A woman wearing heels isn't going to be happy about your last-minute decision to walk around in a wet park. It sounds obvious, but it's not always that simple. What you think is spur of the moment, she's thinking, oh my gosh, you know, I am going to ruin these shoes that I'm wearing. And it sounds funny, but if she spent $300 on them and expected something, the first date, you just want to be careful of certain things like that. Pay attention to the small details and look, make it not just about you. In conclusion, a man going on a first date should ensure he's well-groomed, he should be well-dressed, and then he should forget all about this and have a great time. The sole purpose of all this proper dressing and all this stuff I put out is for you to be confident and to have a great time with the woman you're with. This summarizes my section on how to dress for a first date.